Hello, this is Chris Hart with this week's Investment Insights podcast. Well, what a difference a Fed meeting can make. Prior to Wednesday, the markets had been a little choppy, with most major averages taking a bit of a pause and consolidating somewhat at or slightly below their recent highs. However, all of that changed midweek when the Fed, as expected, decided to raise its federal funds target rate by 25 basis points. As a result of Wednesday afternoon's news, markets moved higher across the board, which was a reversal from the flat to down trend that was in place for the last few trading sessions. So looking back over the past week or so, small caps have outperformed large caps, with the S&P up 74 basis points, but the Russell 2000 up 1.96%. Internationally, emerging markets outperformed developed markets, with the MSCI EM index up 4.4% versus the developed markets EFA up 2.8%. And over in fixed income, the broad index outperformed high yield, with the Barclays Agg up 48 basis points versus 22 basis points for the high yield index. So from an equity perspective, the cyclical rally continues as stocks move higher in 2017, fueled by stronger macroeconomic data, better business confidence, low unemployment levels, and the potential for fiscal stimulus from the Trump administration. So what is interesting is that valuations by none of the traditional measurement methods are cheap. But to be fair, many would also say that they are not egregiously expensive either. So animal spirits seem to be on the rise, and most institutional investors do not have expectations of a recession over the near term. With all the positive news in recent days, I am reminded of the often quoted political slogan, "It's the economy, stupid." Sometimes the clearest message is the simplest. Wall Street spends an enormous amount of time analyzing and interpreting data and rhetoric from the Fed, which feeds endless speculation and changing expectations. While this can be frustrating at times, last week was not one of them. As Fed Chair Janet Yellen clearly put it, quote, "the simple message is that the economy is doing well," end quote. So regardless of your opinion on whether the markets have come too far too fast in the past few months, the economy continues to strengthen, and we believe that the case remains to be constructive on risk assets over the intermediate term. Even more interesting is that at this time, it may have been more worrisome if the Fed decided not to raise interest rates, because the market had priced in a near certain probability of the move. While higher interest rates are typically bearish for equities as bonds become a more attractive alternative, this time investors focused on what the rate increase implies about the strength of the U.S. economy. Said differently, rates are still low by historic standards, and even with the increase, the road to interest rate normalization will be long. So we continue to believe that two more rate hikes in 2017 are reasonable, and also remain keenly aware of the potential for a policy mistake by the Fed should the Fed get behind the curve. So the investment team at Brinker Capital proceeds with cautious optimism as we understand the geopolitical, macro, and fundamental risk remain. While constructive in our market view, we also note that the economy is still looking to find solid footing quantitatively. With 4Q16 and calendar year 2016, real GDP growth came in at 1.9 and 2%, which isn't bad, but hardly suggestive that the U.S. economy is firing on all cylinders. As such, we continue to believe that a modest overweight to risk is prudent over the intermediate term, and as a result are not planning any material changes to portfolio positioning at this point in time. Thank you for listening, and have a great week.